about almost 4 years ago when Jeremy Bailenson, who runs the Virtual Human Interaction Lab at Stanford, professor there, he was my advisor on the project. And he, when we were thinking about how to pull this off, he said, you know, I really don't think we should go down the CGI route, the video game graphics route, because one, we don't have the time and money to build a gaming engine. I am not a tech person by trade, so going to find that person to help us too would have been tough. Number two, he said the research showed in his lab, as it relates to engaging your brain, the human gait is just critical. So he was very nervous about having, you know, little digital characters running around the field and not really looking like real people and not timing up the right way. He was actually concerned that we could be training quarterbacks to make the opposite of the intended decision based on the fact that they're making decisions in half a second sometimes. And if it doesn't time up like it does in the real world, you're in trouble. So so we started doing this with 360 video, you know, 4 years ago before anybody knew what it was. And now it's all over the place. So that's kind of the background of why we went down that route. And then, you know, as of back then and today, when you put on the headset, you're given a first person vantage point of what you would see on the field. Not a lot of people know this, but, you know, players watch film to prepare the same way that you and I watch a game. It's end zone, it's sideline, it's 50 feet in the air. It is not the view that you actually see on the field. So giving someone that first person vantage point, or very close to the, to a first person vantage point, it's not always perfect during live drills, is very powerful, and it's more realistic for players. And couple that with the fact that, you know, when you're on the field in practice in both, in every level now, high school, college, NFL, there are rules about how long you're allowed to be on the field. So a lot of players, you know, when they run a play on Sunday, they got that rep, you know, one or two times during the week, maybe three or four over the course of a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So time is just a very, very limiting factor. And if you think about a quarterback, if he doesn't understand something or needs to do it again, well, they got to have 21 other guys run the play again. So can you give someone a virtual rep that they can do over and over and over again without 21 other guys? They can run a play on a Wednesday, get it again Thursday, Friday, Saturday, leading up to the game. And we've had quarterbacks, you know, look at some plays 25 times, and lo and behold, they show up in the game and boom, gain of 34.